Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, December 14th. Ontario's chief medical officer says with the Omicron variant, 4 to 8 times more people are being infected than they were with the Delta variant. Here's Dr. Kieran Moore.
While there is still some uncertainty around the virulence of Omicron, we have good evidence that it is more transmissible than the Delta variant, and it is spreading amongst fully vaccinated individuals.
Moore says it's rapidly becoming the dominant strain in Ontario. In an announcement today, Moore said long-term care visitors and caregivers will need to be fully vaccinated to enter long-term care homes, among other measures. He stressed the importance of vaccines, though no acceleration of availability for boosters was announced. And Moore says vaccines still protect against severe illness with Omicron. Grey Bruce Medical Officer of Health Dr. Ian Era is echoing recommendations to encourage employers to let their employees work from home due to the emerging Omicron variant. Back on Friday, the Ontario government, in consultation with the Chief Medical Officer of Health, made the recommendation. The health unit says it understands during this holiday season it's a challenge for businesses to have employees work from home, but ERA encourages employers to allow it if they can, and if employees can't work from home, to follow pandemic safety precautions. That includes staying home if you're sick, requiring staff to do self-screening, passive screening for customers by doing things like posting signs about self-screening, and enforcing vaccine policies as required. Saugeen Shores says it will be welcoming more healthcare providers to the area over the next 2 years. One has started at the Dr. Earl Clinic, another is working in emergency services, and her practice will open in June 2022 at the same clinic. Another, Dr. Shaji Khan, will start at the Dr. Earl Clinic in January. The town says in August 2023, Oksana Lavasova is expected to start practicing, and Joel Young by July 1st, 2024. The town says this is in addition to a second nurse practitioner who became available at the Saugeen Shores Medical Clinic in Southampton. Saugeen Shores Mayor Luke Charbonneau says council is thrilled about the progress made in attracting healthcare professionals to the community. Next month, Grey Bruce OPP will be switching to an online-only application process to obtain a criminal record check from its Wyarton and Chatsworth detachments. Constable Nick Wilson says the exact date of implementation in January is still to be determined.
The Grey Bruce OPP is looking to streamline the process for criminal record checks and vulnerable sector checks. So on that date in January of 2022, we'll be moving our record check applications online. All the necessary forms can be found on our website at www.opp.ca.
When it goes into effect, the process for applying for a criminal record check from Grey Bruce OPP can no longer be done over the phone or by attending a detachment. You'll have to download the necessary forms and do it online. Upon receiving notification of a completed record check, you must still attend the OPP detachment in person to pick it up. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland presented the Liberal minority government's latest economic and fiscal update this afternoon. She says the plan includes $1.7 billion to increase rapid testing supplies across the country, $2 billion to procure COVID-19 therapeutics and treatments. Meanwhile, the Liberals say they will put $50 million into helping relieve supply chain congestion, $85 million into reducing backlogs in Canada's immigration system. Freeland says our GDP has returned to near pre-pandemic levels, with GDP growth of 5.4% in the third quarter, which she says outpaces the US, UK, Japan, and Australia. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 99 points to 20,648. The Dow Jones is down 106 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.73 US cents, down 34 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $70.44, down 85 cents a barrel. In sports in the NHL, 6 of the 7 Canadian teams are in action tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs are at Edmonton to meet the Oilers in an all-Canadian matchup. Elsewhere, from a Canadian standpoint this evening, Ottawa is at Florida, Montreal is at Pittsburgh, Winnipeg hosts the Buffalo Sabres, and Vancouver will entertain Columbus. The Calgary Flames game at Nashville has been postponed as 6 members of the Flames are dealing with COVID-19 protocol. Calgary's game Thursday against the Leafs has also been postponed. Therefore, Toronto's four-game Western swing is now a three-game swing, with games at Vancouver Saturday and Seattle on Sunday. Four games tonight in the National Basketball Association. The Toronto Raptors, who completed a seven-game homestand with a win over Sacramento last night, are at Brooklyn tonight to face the Nets. The Detroit Pistons game at Chicago has been postponed as the Bulls have a handful of players dealing with COVID-19. The Raptors game at Chicago, scheduled for Thursday, has also been postponed. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.